Do you have a passion for quirky facts and mind-boggling randomness? We want you to be a part of Purposeless Assessments exclusive. Got expertise or a unique perspective? Want to hear more about your favorite quirky facts? Have a random question or fact you want explored? Submit your ideas and we'll tackle them on future episodes. Help us keep the randomness alive. Submit your topics or requests to join as a guest today by emailing umvato@deonnamarie.com. That's umvato@deonnamarie.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Purposeless Assessments, the podcast where the trivial becomes crucial and the mundane mesmerizing. I'm your host, delving into the depths of the decidedly obscure. Today, we're talking about something that might seem trivial at first glance but is a testament to human ingenuity and the laws of physics. Our topic? The gaps in bridges. Yes, you heard it right. Those small spaces that play a big role in the structural integrity and functionality of bridges worldwide. Prepare to cross the gap between curiosity and knowledge as we explore this surprisingly intriguing subject. So, what exactly are these gaps? In the world of bridge engineering, they're known as expansion joints. These are specific separations built into bridge structures to allow for the expansion and contraction of construction materials due to temperature changes, preventing cracks, warping, and other potential damage. The concept of allowing for material expansion dates back centuries, evolving significantly with advancements in materials science and engineering. As early as the 19th century, engineers began to understand the need for such considerations in large structures, including bridges, to cope with thermal expansion and the forces of nature. Expansion joints work by creating a deliberate gap, usually filled with a flexible material, that can compress or expand as temperatures change. These gaps accommodate the movement caused by heat expansion or cold contraction, as well as vibrations from traffic or natural events like earthquakes. Without these crucial gaps, bridges would be much more prone to damage, leading to higher maintenance costs and shorter lifespans. Here are some fun and fascinating facts. 1. World's largest expansion joints. Some of the world's largest expansion joints are used in bridges experiencing extreme temperature variations, like the Akashi Keikyo Bridge in Japan, which has joints that can accommodate movements of several feet. 2. Materials matter. The materials used for expansion joints have evolved from simple metal plates to advanced polymers and composites that offer greater durability and flexibility. 3. Unexpected side effect. In some cities, skateboarders have turned expansion joints into features for tricks, illustrating how urban infrastructure can be repurposed in creative ways. 4. Maintenance challenges. Keeping expansion joints in good repair is a significant part of bridge maintenance. Damaged or clogged joints can lead to water infiltration and damage to other parts of the bridge. 5. Engineering evolution. The design and materials of expansion joints continue to evolve with technology, including the use of sensors to monitor health and predict maintenance needs. While the concept of a gap in a bridge might seem inconsequential at first glance, these small spaces embody the elegance of engineering solutions to complex problems. They're a reminder that sometimes, it's the spaces in between that hold things together, a metaphor ripe for philosophical exploration, or just a cool fact to bring up at parties. So, the next time you cross a bridge, take a moment to appreciate the humble expansion joint. It's a small but mighty testament to human ingenuity, ensuring that our journeys are smooth and our structures stand the test of time. Now, I'd love to hear from you. Have you ever noticed these gaps in bridges and wondered what they were for? Or perhaps you've got a bridge-related story or fact to share? Let's bridge the gap between us with your stories and insights. And speaking of gaps, our next episode will explore something quite different, charophobia, the fear of happiness. Why do some people have a phobia of being happy, and what can we learn from it? Stay tuned for an episode that's sure to bring a smile to your face, or maybe, just maybe, teach us why it might not for some. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Purposeless Assessments. Until next time, keep pondering the peculiar and celebrating the curiosities of our world.